views expressed on the following program are those of the host and not necessarily those of staff, management, or ownership.
Phoenix,
Arizona. Yes. It's Friday. You made it. You're on your way to work. And it's time for your spiritual fix. This is Brother Mike on Hardcore Christianity. Welcome to the program. Today's Bible study is on the mentally ill in America. Man, you got to hear this one. This is going to be interesting. Would you do me a favor and pick up your cell phone and call somebody right now real quickly, particularly someone who has a mental illness or emotional illness, so they can get healed today and will know what to do? May God richly bless you. Go ahead and pick up your phone now. Just start dialing. Beep, 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 beep. Amen. This is Brother Mike. I am the deliverance preacher from the House of Healing in Central Phoenix. Our healing and deliverance services are Sunday nights, every Sunday night, 6 o'clock, right on 11th Street, just south of Indian School Road. We're just east of the Veterans Administration, right in the heart of Maricopa County. I'll see you at 6 o'clock Sunday night. Please bring somebody who's ill. God wants to richly bless you. You can catch this radio program all over the world on familyvaluesradio.net right now. You can catch it right now. Call somebody at home, tell them to get on the computer, and they can catch the program at this moment. HardcoreChristianity.com is the website. There's all kinds of good things on the website, some unusual teachings. The radio programs here are on the website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and you can catch the link to godtube.com television, and you can catch my videos that are free on the spirit world and demons. godtube.com. May God richly bless you. Before I got in the ministry, I was a certified counselor for 23 years here in the Phoenix area. If you know someone that needs counseling and is emotionally ill or mentally ill, and they need help, but they can't afford to go to a therapist or a psychologist or a counselor, your problem's solved. 602-636-5800. Free counseling services available. 636-5800. That's an easy number to remember. Please call for an appointment today. Friends, I'm not trying to be a prophetic. I am not a prophetic. I am not a prophet. I'm telling you that mental illness is about ready to sweep the United States of America. It's about ready to sweep the country. I mean, it is serious. We are on a precipice or a bubble of a serious outbreak of mental illness in this country. There is so much sin in our society today. Music, televisions, movies, videos. Children are developing mental illnesses now. Prepubescent children are routinely developing mental illnesses. Schizophrenia is not running rampant in the country right now, but it's growing at a rapid pace. It's breeding like rabbits. Clinical depression is the number one illness in the United States. Did you know that? Clinical depression, greater than heart disease, greater than major physical illnesses like cancer. Did you know that? Clinical depression is the number one illness in the new United States of America. Now, I've got in front of me right now the DSM-4. That is the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders. Now, I worked, as I mentioned earlier, for years as a secular counselor and have had training in counseling and psychology. Now, this book, the DSM-4, is the Bible of Psychiatry. It's published by the American Psychiatric Association. Now, this one came out in 1994. The problem is the DSM-5 is still in the works, and supposedly it's not going to be out until 2010. I don't know that for sure. I'm just repeating a rumor. They're working on it now and have been working on it for years, an extremely complex process to put this book out. It's about 2 inches thick. If you've ever seen a DSM-4, you can go to any library. They have copies of them. But anyway, on page 273 is schizophrenia. Now, this is an illness I'm telling you, not as a prophet, but I'm telling you as a as an experienced clinician, this illness is about ready to break out all over the country. I mean, it's getting nasty. People don't really understand what the true cause of mental illness is. I'll reveal that at the end of the program. But on page 273 of the DSM-IV, it says, quote, schizophrenia is a disturbance that lasts for at least 6 months and includes at least 1 month of active phase symptoms such as delusions, hallucinations, disorganized speech, grossly disorganized or catatonic behavior, and a series of negative symptoms. All right? Schizophrenia is a mental illness. Now, the disorder is quite interesting. It says that most people develop schizophrenia in their 20s, men earlier than females. That's on page number 282. And prior to developing the first incident of schizophrenia, prior to obtaining the illness, it says the onset may be abrupt and be a precursor to the illness may include social withdrawal, loss of interest in school or work, deterioration in hygiene and grooming, unusual behavior, and outbursts of anger. On that same page, it says, an accurate summary of the long-term outcome of schizophrenia is not possible, for complete remission is probably not common in this disorder. Now, it goes on to say, those are fancy words for it's not curable. If you have schizophrenia, the psychiatric industry, the medical profession, cannot cure it. They use medication to try and make the person functional, try and getting them to adapt to their environment and perform their activities of daily living, but the condition is not curable, according to psychiatry. I happen to know it is curable. I had a lady healed of schizophrenia last week at the House of Healing. Now, switching over from schizophrenia to depression, which is a monster disorder in this country, the number one disorder in the United States of America, is depression. This is on page 341 in the DSM-IV. It says, quote, major depressive disorders are twice as common in adolescent and adult females as they are in adolescent or adult males. Rates in men and women are highest in the 25 to 44-year-old age group. The average onset of a major depression is somewhere in the mid to late 20s, it says. But it says the data suggests that the age of onset of depression is decreasing. Well, this was published in 1994, and I can tell you from personal experience that's absolutely true. Major depression now is starting in grade school. My wife is a math teacher for the Scottsdale Union School District, Scottsdale Unified School District. She teaches math to seventh graders. And about almost half of the kids in some of her classes are on some type of psychotropic medication, and many of them are related to schizophrenic type disorders and major depression. I mean, it's starting in grade school. The disintegration of the family and the childhood illnesses of mental illness are accelerating dramatically. It says on page 342 of the DSM-IV, it says, episodes of major depression often follow a severe psychosocial stressor. Okay, now what's that mean in average terms? Trauma. Obviously, major depression usually follows a traumatic event. All right? And then it says on the same page, the first episode of a major depressive disorder in a young person will ultimately evolve into a bipolar disorder if untreated. Bipolar is accelerating so fast in this country, it's absolutely unbelievable. It's growing faster than schizophrenia. Now, dysthymic disorders are depression, clinical depression, gone wild. Dysthymic disorders are long-term, permanent clinical depression. that does not go away. It's long-term, permanent depression that doesn't go away. Turn with me, if you will, to Mark chapter 5, not if you're driving, and listen to this. I'll show you someone who had these illnesses. It says, chapter 5, verse 1 says, as they came over to the other side of the sea, to the country of the Gadarenes, when Jesus got out of the ship, there met him a man that came out of the tombs. He had his dwelling among the tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not even with chains. They'd often bound him with fetters and chains. He broke them, and no man could tame him. Always, night and day, he was in the mountains, crying and cutting himself with stones. When he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshiped him. Now, here you can see an individual that is, I guess what we would call criminally insane, but he has schizophrenia, bipolar, severe depression. He's always crying and cutting himself with stones. Cutting is becoming an increasing problem among our young people, and the roots of it are self-hatred and depression. This man was homeless. He was impoverished. He had no family. He had nobody there to help him. He was sick in his mind. He had adrenaline rushes that were causing him to break chains. And if we sent him to a psychiatrist, they would say, well, he's probably got severe schizophrenia, psychosis, clinical depression, bipolar, and so on. But actually, you know what the truth was? He didn't have any of those things. There wasn't anything wrong with that guy. Do you know what was wrong with him? The Bible said he had a legion of demons in his head. Jesus cast out the demons. The townspeople came out to see him. You know what they found? He was sitting there, quote, clothed in his right mind. This guy was so mentally ill, he ran around naked. This guy ran around naked, but he wasn't sick. He didn't have a mental disorder. He didn't have schizophrenia. He didn't have psychosis. He was infected with demons. He had spirits in his brain that had hijacked his mind. Friend, you can be delivered from a mental illness, 636-5800. God wants to heal you today. He will cast out those mental illness demons just like he cast them out of the maniac in the tombs. God wants to heal you and deliver you, and he can. He will deliver you. These spirits do not have to have you permanently in bondage. 636-5800. Call today for free counseling. Come in. I saw a lady with schizophrenia heal last week. The demon flew out of her brain. Her mind was restored. Do you need to be healed? Do you need a miracle from God? You may not need any more medication. You may need to get rid of the spirits in your brain. And the Holy Spirit's the only one they fear. 636-5800. This is Brother Michael in Hardcore Christianity. That was a great week. I'll see you Monday. Have a Holy Ghost-filled weekend. See you next time.
The views expressed on the preceding program are those of the host and not necessarily those of staff, management, or ownership. This program has been sponsored by Michael W. Smith.